Chapter 4, Adam's Life. Adam's life was one of sorrow, humility, and continual repentance. As he taught his children and grandchildren the fear of the Lord, he was often bitterly reproached for his sin, which resulted in so much misery upon his posterity. When he left the beautiful Eden, the thought that he must die thrilled him with horror. He looked upon death as a dreadful calamity. He was first made acquainted with the dreadful reality of death in the human family by his own son, Cain, slaying his brother Abel. Filled with the bitterest remorse for his own transgression and deprived of his son Abel, and looking upon Cain as his murderer, and knowing the curse God pronounced upon him, bowed down Adam's heart with grief. Most bitterly did he reproach himself for his first great transgression. He entreated pardon from God through the promised sacrifice. Deeply he had felt the wrath of God for his crime committed in paradise. He witnessed a general corruption which afterward finally provoked God to destroy the inhabitants of the earth by a flood. The sentence of death pronounced upon them by his Maker, which at first appeared so terrible to him after he had lived some hundreds of years, look just and merciful in God to bring to an end a miserable life. To his children and to their children, to the ninth generation, he delineated the perfections of his Eden home, and also his fall and its dreadful results, and the load of grief brought upon him on account of the rupture in his family, which ended in the death of Abel. He related to them the sufferings God had brought him through to teach him the necessity of strictly adhering to his law. He declared to them that sin would be punished in whatever form it existed. He entreated them to obey God, who would deal mercifully with them if they should love and fear him. Angels held communication with Adam after his fall and informed him of the plan of salvation and that the human race was not beyond redemption. Although a fearful separation had taken place between God and man, yet provision had been made through the offering of his beloved Son by which man might be saved. But their only hope was through a life of humble repentance and faith in the provision made. All those who could thus accept Christ as their only Savior should be again brought into favor with God through the merits of his Son. Adam was commanded to learn his descendants the fear of the Lord, and by his example and humble obedience teach them to highly regard the offerings which typified a Savior to come. Adam carefully treasured what God had revealed to him and handed it down by word of mouth to his children and children's children. By this means the knowledge of God was preserved. There were some righteous upon the earth who knew and feared God even in Adam's day. The Sabbath was observed before the fall. Because Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command and ate of the forbidden fruit, they were expelled from Eden, but they observed the Sabbath after their fall. They had experienced the bitter fruits of disobedience and learned that every transgressor of God's commands will sooner or later learn that God means just what he says and that he will surely punish the transgressor. Those who venture to lightly esteem the day upon which Jehovah rested, the day which he sanctified and blessed, the day which he has commanded to be kept holy, will yet know that death is the reward of the transgressor. On account of the special honors God conferred upon the seventh day, he required his people to number by sevens, lest they should forget their Creator who made the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The descendants of Cain were not careful to respect the day upon which God rested. They chose their own time for labor and for rest, regardless of Jehovah's special command. There were two distinct classes upon the earth. One class were in open rebellion against God's law, while the other class obeyed his commandments and revered his Sabbath.